Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the only witness is the one they silenced. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The Delphi murder case is going to court, finally. At least as of this recording, it's scheduled to. We've seen so many delays in this case. Richard Allen going to get his day in court, but of course, right before it's about to happen, drama. How would this case not be having a little bit of drama right before it's supposed to start? Drama in the form of one of the key witnesses for the defense, Todd Click, a officer, being charged. Yes, being brought up on charges right before the charges, not having anything to do with the Delphi murder case, but arrested for forging documents and falsifying information in his role as a DCS family case manager. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. You've been following this case from the beginning. Let me ask you, in your opinion, flat out, how does this affect the defense of Richard Allen, if at all?
Well, I think it affects it because anytime you have a defense witness that you're planning on calling and he is accused of committing a crime of moral turpitude, which is what this is, in other words, you can have witnesses on the stand that aren't accused of things to do with falsifying or lying or being fictitious. But once something like that happens, it really ruins the credibility of that witness, believe it or not. So in other words, you can steal, you could kill somebody, you could assault somebody, and it has a much different effect in terms of legally and the perception of a jury, right, when somebody has seemed to lie or falsify. And those are the allegations against Todd Click. So I think it does have an impact. And just the timing of all this, I think, was purposeful.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to look at it. I mean, the first thing I saw when I saw this was, okay, what are the charges? And I looked at him like, oh, they're just trying to discredit him. They're trying to make it look like, okay, whatever he says doesn't mean anything. Look, if he's willing to lie about this stuff and falsify these things in a DCS setting, it's about children. Why wouldn't he lie about the kids here in this case? What's going to stop him? It seems very, very questionable, and it just keeps playing to the conspiracy of all of this. They are doing anything they can, the prosecution and Delphi, to discredit anything with Richard Allen and take away anyone who could bring some semblance of a defense to him.
You know, I think all of us, I mean, first of all, if he committed these horrible crime against these two, I can't imagine anyone on the face of this earth that wouldn't want him to serve life and be in SEG and just have a miserable existence minimally, right? Many sure would want a death penalty situation, but that's not on the table. In any event, the point is that no one is trying to get somebody off. But what I think so many people, including myself, and I know you as well, has been concerned with is just his rights as somebody that's accused and not convicted. And in this case, it's been astonishing to watch. We've talked about the incarceration, and then we talked about the fact that they took away his defense attorneys, for really something that arguably they weren't responsible for. You know, it was a third party. It's been interesting to watch. And then the judge recently, and I'm just talking about the big items, you know, precluded the third party defense culprit, you know, third party culprit defense concerning other individuals that could have possibly done this. And again, I mean, you have an affidavit from an FBI agent pointing to probable cause that someone else was involved other than Richard Allen. And for him not to be able to use that for the jury to consider. That's all we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're just talking about the jury being able to look at other possibilities regarding this crime. Mm-hmm. And you know, they've been taken off the table. Although, interestingly, Tony, the defense has just asked for Keegan Klein and put him on the list as a defense witness. So I don't know whether they're just trying to buck up to the order that Judge Gold put out. But boy, if Keegan Klein ends up testifying, that is going to be so interesting.
It will be very interesting. You know, we'll see if it happens. It's just this whole thing. It's just shocking. Todd Click, he was one of the originals on this case. He was one of them to point out, hey, this Odinist stuff might have something to it. And he is scheduled to testify. We'll see if that actually does happen. But with Odinism not being allowed into this case, you know, by the defense, you have a witness here. Could Todd Click introduce that in some way, shape, or form? Would he be allowed to say anything about Odinism or anything about his initial findings if he were to testify in this case?
I think it'll be shut down based on Gold's orders. Mm-hmm. And that's what I find so interesting here. It seems like the defense is pushing the envelope, saying, all right, just because you say we can't introduce third-party culprit, it doesn't mean we're not going to put all our witnesses on that could provide this information and maybe, I don't know, try to sneak it in. I don't know. Gold doesn't seem to be somebody who is going to let that happen.
Yeah.
But it'll depend on the direct questioning that is asked by the defense team. I just can't believe this is one trial that we're not going to be able to see anything. Mm-hmm. I understand the cameras if she doesn't want the hoopla,
sure.
But to not be able to have reporters in there live tweeting, letting us all know the detail by detail, what's happening in this case. I'm just another ruling that is just head shaking.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware, like, went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah.
We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.